Hello, everybody. I'm George Mind. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. It would have been remiss of me not to do this. So, Paddy's Day, seen as the national day of Ireland, if indeed Ireland is a nation, public holiday in the Republic of Ireland and indeed Northern Ireland. Right, so more about St. Patrick himself. He was not Irish. I came from the western coast of Great Britain. People often say Wales. We don't really know. I remember when I was six, in my American school in Saudi Arabia, the teacher said to us, which country did St. Patrick come from? And they all chorus, Ireland. And I say, Wales. And I saw the doubt pass across the teacher's face. And Mrs. Lord is thinking, why on earth does the only Irish child get this wrong? And yet he says it with such conviction, because obviously she'd not looked into it. So a Romanized ancient Briton kidnapped by Irish raiders, brought to Ireland, forced to work as a shepherd for several years, and managed to escape. He'd been brought up a Christian. Was he son of a priest? And his name Patroclus is because he's from the patrician class. And wanted to take a ship to France. It was transporting a cargo of maddened dogs, but he couldn't pay for his passage. So he had to work his passage, convincing the sea captain that he could calm the hounds, whose rollicking threatened to sink the boat. He was allowed on, sailed to France, went to a ceremony, a seminary, was ordained a priest, eventually a bishop, and then he came back to Ireland to evangelize. Apparently, he wasn't quite the first Christian missionary in Ireland. So he comes over in about 432 AD. And so wandering around the east coast and the north of Ireland, obviously Northern Ireland as a distinct entity didn't exist. But a lot of his mission was in Ulster, and managing to convert people from paganism to the Christian faith. And there was some pagan fire in a hillside, and he lit a sort of rival pagan fire, the Holy Trinity. As that hymn, St. Patrick's breastplate. But anyway, he explained the concept of the Holy Trinity. It's the shamrock, you know, the three leaves. So we've got God the Father, we have Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit. But if you tear off one of these leaves, they'll all die. It's three and one, one and three. Okay, so that's our triune deity. Not everybody liked being told their religion was bogus. So he was going around by horse and cart, and one time his driver said, I'm rather tired, would you take the reins for me? So he did. And then later that day, a man jumped out from behind a boulder and thrust a javelin into the chest of the driver, because the driver was not in the driver's seat, attempting to assassinate St. Patrick, because the assassin had assumed that this was Patrick because he wasn't in the driver's seat. That saved his life. Did the driver realize an assassination bid was coming up? Did he sacrifice himself by doing this? I mean, if he thought that there was going to be an assassination bid, maybe like not go out that day or change the route or something. Anyhow, it reminds me of Lord Leitrim's coachman, referenced in A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man by James Joyce. Similar tale. Right, so going back to St. Patrick. Anyway, there's supposedly he planted some staff which grew into a tree, and there's St. Patrick's Well beside St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. What else? Oh, yeah, he drove serpents out of Ireland into the sea because they're wicked. Remember the first personification of evil in the Holy Bible. Now, actually, they died out in the last ice age. But anything else about St. Patrick's? St. Patrick's Purgatory, that place in Lough Derg, County Donegal. There's Croagh Patrick, that mountain in Mayo. People climb on a certain day in August. I've thought of going up there. If you're very faithful, you go up barefoot, you know, part of mortification of the flesh. Anyway, so he's buried in St. Patrick's Cathedral in County Down. You know, Down Patrick, okay. So that's it. And it's a name that the two religious denominations, Catholics and Protestants, have just as much. And there's all sorts of things named in honor of St. Patrick. And St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, St. Patrick's Cathedral in Karachi. I can't think where else. There was a sort of St. Patrick's Legion. So that's why Paddy became, synonymous with Irishman. So Paddy's Day. St. Paddy's, I thought they call it in the United States, green. Actually, St. Patrick's color is blue. It was roughly this colour of blue. And you'll see that in Irish government and coats of arms, just that with a gold harp, and on our embassies as our presidential flag. So there was that Royal Order of St. Patrick. There's the cross of St. Patrick with the red saltire and the white field. But that only appears first about time 1790 in that sense. But the Fitzgerald families, who were Dukes of Leinster, as in the eastern province of Ireland, they had it since like the 13th century anyway. So that is St. Patrick's Day. I must do more of these things. Been in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, been in Kazakhstan, been in Romania. Okay, so is it Chicago? They dye the river green. huge parades all around the world. That's it. And no one in Ireland has ever said top of the morning to you. And no, I don't have a shillelagh. And of course, when I was in Ireland, in Cork and in Dublin, I didn't wear anything green. I mean, I'm not against wearing things green, but it's just not as big thing as people outside of Ireland think. They're both, the diaspora are like that. You know, we're less Irish. We tried harder. Which was it? Was it Giraldus Cambrensis said, no, I think subsequently, those English and Welsh immigrants to Ireland are more Irish than the Irish themselves. The same as those of Irish stock scattered across the globe. Goodness. Well, wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day. And no, you're not obliged to drink Guinness, though I did have one in Ampleforth, my God, 20 years ago. Well, I've had Guinness more than that. I didn't think, where else have I been? Because I can't remember quite distinctly where I was on St. Patrick's Days. In Karpstad this time last year. All right. Thanks very much. And have yourself a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And I know, do what you can to make Ireland better. Okay. So, parades in Dublin with the army, various immigrant communities. I remember seeing the Spanish community and was about 2004 parading. The Ukrainian community only 3 weeks after the war parading as well. All right, toodle pip and have yourself a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Oh, there's that tune. I can't remember who composed it. The Irish Guards Regiment of the British Army marched to, which is called St. Patrick's Day. Right, toodle pip. Okay, or what would I say? Okay, Slána Waliá.